Hey everyone, this is Mark Manson with some analysis and commentary about Maybe You Don't Know What Love Is. This is where I talk about the research, ideas, and any funny stories involved with writing this article. So if you dig it, there's more for you here. Unfortunately, it's impossible for me to look at this article these days without like five different 80s songs popping into my head for the rest of the entire afternoon. So you'll have to forgive me if I'm a little bit slow and pensive when I describe some of what's going on here. But this article is actually, most of my relationship articles kind of start the same way. They start because I find myself repeating a certain idea or concept so many times in so many different situations that I'm like, hey, this is stupid. I should just write an entire article about this. And this one's no different. I did a pretty popular interview on a podcast. I believe it's called Artacharm Podcast. And originally the podcast, they wanted to talk to me about my article Love Is Not Enough, which is probably my favorite relationship article on the site. And it was funny because I ended up in this like 45-minute conversation about unconditionality, about approaching people and interacting with people without any strings attached, without any expectation, and not just doing this in your romantic relationships, but coworkers, friendships, things like that. It's just I feel like the only true and genuine relationship you can have with somebody is when everything is kind of presented as in terms of like a gift. It's like, I am going to say this to you without any expectation of response. I'm going to do this for you without any expectation of response. So that's really where this came from. For those of you who read my dating book for men, Models Attract Women with Honesty, this concept also makes a big appearance in, I believe it's chapter 3, about, approaching your dating life without any expectation, treating people without expectation, yada, yada, yada. So, this article actually, so it's an old concept that's come up a billion times in my work. This article really just kind of came out of this very heavy, intense conversation I had with somebody close to me, about our families and about people close to us in our lives. And kind of, I think what happens with people who grow up in families where love is always conditional, is that they always have this moment somewhere in their adulthood, because what happens is they grow up in a family where love is always shown conditionally, and their first few relationships, or maybe even their first marriage or two, love is conditional. And then they always kind of have this eureka moment, at some point along the way where they actually kind of finally understand, like, oh, this is supposed to be unconditional. Like, I'm supposed to, like, my feelings for you are not supposed to change if you gain 5 pounds or decide to quit your job. And that's actually for these people, and I can kind of speak for myself here too. Although, I mean, I'm not going to throw my parents under the bus. Like, they did a pretty good job, but a lot of the relationships in my life have been pretty conditional in the past. And yeah, it's once you kind of figure this out, it hurts. It's like, it's very upsetting. And because you kind of realize, I don't know, you feel like something's been withheld from you, or it feels like something has been in front of you your whole life and you just never knew to look for it. So as expected, I got a lot of very intense responses about this one. A lot of kind of heartbreaking ones. The other kind of response I got from this one, which is understandable, and I knew this going into the article, is that, well, let me put it this way. The original version of this article was probably 50, 60% longer, and there were long, dry sections that were very theoretical of, like, defining what unconditional is and what conditions are and what conditions are appropriate. And is it okay to have conditions with, say your coworker? Because obviously if you didn't work together, you wouldn't have to talk to each other and stuff like that. And I felt very kind of conflicted because I understood while writing this that philosophically and theoretically there was tons of gaping holes in what I was saying. And I could go in and fill those holes, but it would make the article really, really boring and less powerful for most of the people reading it. So I decided to go with, you know what, if people email me pointing this stuff out, I'll respond to them. But I'm gonna put the article up with the big gaping holes in it, just because I felt like that was gonna be like the more powerful message that was gonna kind of hit people a little bit stronger, because most people don't want to sit through like a 4-paragraph explanation of like what unconditional actually is. But since you're here for the analysis and commentary, let me just go ahead and tell you what all those philosophical caveats and fill those holes for you. So the first big criticism was like, well, if you're only condition, if an unconditional relationship means expecting somebody to treat you well and have no conditions for you, isn't that still a condition? And the answer is yes, that is still a condition. It's the best way to reply to this is that, yeah, it's, on a very, very philosophical level, you could easily argue that it's probably impossible to technically have no conditions for anybody in your life. You know, it's like if my wife came home and like turns out she had like killed a bunch of small children that afternoon. Yeah, I would end my relationship with her. Like that is a condition on my relationship. Obviously, those types of things are so extreme that, you know, they don't really come into any sort of like practical day-to-day discussion, which is more what the article is concerned over. But what I would say is that the only conditions on your relationship should be that of personal values. So things such as honesty, trust, generosity, transparency, things like that. The point of the article is that most toxic relationships are like very dysfunctional relationships. The reason they're dysfunctional is because that they have conditions that are not based on personal values. Rather, they have conditions based on people's insecurities. So, you know, it's like, oh, I'm insecure. So one of my conditions for my relationship is that she can't hang out without me or that she can't talk to another guy. You know, that's an example where I'm putting a condition on my relationship based on my own fears and insecurities. And as a result, that's harming the relationship. Whereas I would say a healthy condition, it would be something like, you know, a condition for my relationship is honesty. You know, is that my wife is going to be honest and upfront with me and tell me how she's feeling, et cetera, et cetera. And, the difference, there's a very big difference there because one is based on something that I value within myself and one is based on trying to control her or control the relationship in some way. And I guess that's really what this comes down to is the whole conditionality, unconditionality thing is it comes down to not trying to control your partner and not trying to control the relationship. And perhaps that would be a better way to explain this. You know, the problem with a lot of these relationship concepts is that they're so nebulous and kind of vague that it's really, really hard to put accurate language around them. The other issue that came up a lot is I got a lot of emails from people saying, you know, I love my partner unconditionally, but they treated me like shit. So what's the deal? And my response was, well, unconditionality needs to be a two-way street. If you love your partner unconditionally, yet they're constantly criticizing you and tearing you down and treating you poorly, based on very superficial things, then really there's nothing good about that. Like it needs to, you know, another way to put it is that, you know, your only condition should be that your relationship is unconditional on both sides. Because if one person starts enforcing their conditions on one side, it screws everything up. You can't save it by yourself. You need both people to take part. And then the last thing that came up a lot, which again, I agree with, and I actually had like two or three paragraphs in the original post about this, but I ended up deleting them because they're really boring, is that it's conditionality is normal and it's okay in a lot of cases. You know, it's like if I take a summer job working on a boat, like my relationship with my boss is very conditional. It's based on the fact that I'm working there and he's paying me. That's fine. You know, if I go down to the grocery store and the clerk is trying to help me with something, like that's a very conditional relationship. So, I would say that these types of things, or even actually the big example came up in dating. It's like, well, when you first meet somebody, you judge them based on, you know, a lot of like very superficial criteria, like how do they look? What's their career? What do they do? Are they educated? That's fine. That's completely normal. So the point I make with that is that, it's human nature for things to kind of, we look at conditions to decide who we want to spend more time with and who we kind of don't want to spend time with. And that's fine. What's important is that once things enter into the realm of intimate relationships, that, things become unconditional, unconditionally accepting. And I guess that's the reason why with this post, I focus primarily on love. Love, and particularly in the case of like family relationships and long-term romantic relationships. Because yeah, when you get into friendships, acquaintances, coworkers, yeah, it's a lot more complicated than this. I agree. And, I wouldn't take too much of this stuff too seriously. I mean, I would take it seriously, but like, I wouldn't, you know, it's not gospel. But when it comes to like, you know, if you're thinking about marrying somebody or if you're, looking at a relationship you have with like a brother or sister or something like that, like I think this is potentially one of the most important things to keep in mind when approaching those types of relationships. In terms of further reading or where you can kind of learn more about this type of thing, there is actually one of the best relationship books I've read. It's funny. I was telling a reader this recently. It's almost like there's almost like a rule. Every relationship book needs to have a really horrible title that's really cheesy. But it's funny because a lot of them are actually really good. There's one I really, really like. It's called Getting the Love You Want. It's by Harville Hendricks. And what he talks about a lot is how the way our parents influence us is like we kind of learn like these like love scripts from our parents, the way our parents treat us. So if our parents treat us with like a lot of conditions or have like a lot of very strict expectations or like use us for their own self-esteem, then we will kind of naturally pursue romantic relationships later in our life based on that same script that we kind of got written when we were kids. So that's a cool place to dig a little bit further into this. But, you know, I'll be honest that at this point, you know, I'm recording this in 2016. At this point, you know, I've been reading about relationships for so long that, very little of what pops up on the site these days is actually based on some sort of like new research or anything. It's all just, I've been reading about this shit for 10, 12 years. So, it's all buried back in my head somewhere. So yeah, I think that's it for this one. This article did pretty well. I like it. I think it's one of those articles that I think it's going to be very, very important for some people. And it's going to hit them like a brick in the face. But I imagine there's a lot of other people out there that are just kind of like, that's pretty good. Yeah. And that's fine. You know, that's just how it goes. So hope you enjoyed it, and I will catch you later.